too. Bill took them in his fine orange plow to a lonely Quonset hut with a faded sign out front reading, Federal Outpost 19, Tower Watch, travel beyond this point is forbidden. She supposed Federal Outpost 19 was still technically in the White Lands of Empathica, but the air had warmed considerably as Tower Road descended and the snow on the ground was little more than a scrim. Groves of trees dotted the ground ahead, but Susanna thought the land would soon be almost entirely open, like the prairies of the American Midwest. There were bushes that probably supported berries in warm weather, perhaps even pokeberries. But now they were bare and clattering in the nearly constant wind. Mostly what they saw on either side of Tower Road, which had once been paved but had now been reduced to little more than a pair of broken ruts, were tall grasses poking out of the thin snow cover. They whispered in the wind, and Susanna knew their song, Kamala, come, come, journey's almost done. I may go no further, Bill said, shutting down the plow and cutting off Little Richard in mid-rave. Tell you sorry, as they say in the Ark of the Borderlands. Their trip had taken one full day and half of another, and during that time he had entertained them with a constant stream of what he called golden oldies. Some of these were not old at all to Susanna. Songs like Sugar Shack and Heat Wave had been current hits on the radio when she'd returned from her little vacation in Mississippi. Others she had never heard at all. The music was stored not on records or tapes, but on beautiful silver discs Bill called CDs. He pushed them into a slot in the plow's instrument-cluttered dashboard, and the music played from at least 8 different speakers. Any music would have sounded fine to her, she supposed, but she was especially taken by 2 songs she had never heard before. One was a deliriously happy little rocker called She Loves You. The other, sad and reflective, was called Hey Jude.